Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good afternoon, UFCCM friends and supporters. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are listening on the phone, if you're on Facebook, or on our UFCCM website at ufccm.org. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And as we always say, we praise God for allowing us to come together to connect one with another by means of the medium of Blog Talk Radio. We're so appreciative of you, our listeners, and are so thankful for your commitment to this anointed radio teaching ministry. Before we begin, we must go to the Lord in prayer, and we will have our opening prayer by our own Bishop H.D. Haywood.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, that not only, Lord God, are you watching over us, but, Lord God, we know, Father God, that as we listen, we will know your presence. Touch, God, right now, Lord God, this broadcast today. Touch, Lord God, the listeners, wherever they may be. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the presenter. We thank you for our presiding prelate, Bishop Tindall, and the Board of Bishops of the UFCCM, all the affiliates, and those, Lord God, that, Lord, are part of this work as well as friends of this ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to minister to your people. Now, Lord God, as the listeners, Lord God, come into this place, let it be a holy place, Lord God, that we will both be hearers and doers of your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. God, amen and amen.
Amen. We praise God. Thank you, Bishop Haywood, for that beautiful prayer, ushering us into our broadcast and, more importantly, into the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. As I always remind you, the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training is designed to fulfill what is one of the highest goals of the Christian church, which is namely to equip God's people for works of service, so that, as in Ephesians 4 and 12, the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually through preparation and learning God's word, and not only learning it, but applying God's word to our lives. This helps us to become mature Christians, fully grown in the Lord, to the point of being filled full with Christ. This ministry was established by our presiding prelate, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., at the inception of the UFCCM, and it was established expressly for the laity, those who by definition are not a member of the clergy. And our mission is to increase and enhance the knowledge and understanding of God's word and its application for daily living interaction, both within the body of Christ and in our daily walk. You may recall that our theme for this year is the same as the theme for our upcoming annual conference. And I just want to put a plug in. Conference is coming. It'll be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, at the beautiful DoubleTree Hotel on June the 20th through the 22nd. And we are so excited as we are gearing up for another annual conference. Our theme for the conference and for this year's broadcast is Reaching Higher. And that is our goal, to reach the highest heights that we can and reach higher in the Lord. If you want to reference this scripturally, our foundation scripture is found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Well, we are so excited to bring to you our speaker for today, none other than Bishop Marion E. Davis. Bishop Davis is a native of Atlanta, and I believe he currently resides in Killeen, Texas. He served in the U.S. military for 9 years, and in 1984, he received his call into the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. This anointed man of God has 31 years of experience, more than 31 years of pastoral experience, and was consecrated and elevated to the office of bishop in May of 2015. In 2002, Bishop Davis was called to begin Harvest Ministries, Seed of the Word. And this began as a Bible study class and has grown now into a diversified teaching ministry where the Word of God is taught. And not only is it taught, but it is empowering and inspiring change in the lives of those who hear it. His wife, Lady Deborah Davis, has been by his side for 38 years, and they have one child, Nikisha. I was so impressed by Bishop Davis's motto. It's an acronym, N-O-W, now, no opportunity wasted. And we're so blessed that he is with us today and will be sharing with us a lesson on preparation precedes blessing. There will be time, listeners, after Bishop Davis's presentation for you to call in with your questions, comments, words of encouragement, etc. And if you're on Facebook or the UFCCM website, remember you must use your phone to call in. The call-in number is 347-850-1450. That's 347-850-1450. To ask your question or make your comment, you need only simply press the number 1 on your phone. And Bishop Haywood, our program director, will bring you into the broadcast. Well, Bishop Davis, thank you so much for taking the time from your busy schedule to be with us and share with us today. We're in eager anticipation of what you have to share with us. So without further preliminary, the microphone is yours.
Blessings, greetings once again. We bring you greetings from Harvest Ministry, Seed of the Word for the World. Greetings to our presiding prelate, to our college, to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, our College of Bishops, affiliates of UFCCM, and greetings to all of you who are listening today. Our topic is preparation for seized blessings. We come to find out that in all of our lives there are sometimes hardness that take place. But according to Hosea 10 and 12, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. Well, preparation preceding blessings, sometimes we have to look at some things also. One of the things I want you to share with you today is, along with preparations preceding blessings, is this right here. Success spoils failure. God said to Jeremiah, according to Jeremiah 1 and 5, he says, whatever you were born to do, you are equipped to do. Amen. So we look at this and we see how God can prepare us and prepare the ground in which he has planted the seed of the word in so that we can reach the world. According to Matthew 25, can God trust you with the gift he put inside of you or left to you? That's one of the questions you may want to ask yourself. Also, I want you to think about Ephesians 3:20, where it says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, to the power that worketh within us. Well, preparation preceding blessings. Let's just share that, look at that for a moment and share some things with you. In a parable Jesus wrote, according to Matthew 13:1-8, he says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude where he had gathered together unto him, were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And when he had spake things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow seed. One of the things I want you to know about sowing seed is that the first thing God has to do, if that seed is going to produce anything, and what you have to do if it's going to produce anything, is you have to till up the fallow ground, and you have to till up the hard ground. And sometimes when you're tilling up hard ground, it takes a lot of work. And so you need to understand that your work is not in vain. Also, he continues to speak, and he says, and he spake them many things in parables. And when he sowed seed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowl came down and devoured them up. Some fell upon the stony places, where they had not much heart, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, the sun scorched it. And some fell among the thorns of thistles and sprang and it choked them. Don't be that one that the word fall on you and you're choked out by the cares of this world. But others fell into good ground, and that's one of the things when God prepares you. And you're prepared properly, the seed that God sows into your life will fall on good ground. Amen. And not only will it fall on good ground, but it will yield up, amen, a deposit in you so that you can deposit in someone else. The Bible says that when the seed fell on good ground, it yielded up 100-fold for some, 60-fold for others, and 30-fold for others. Now, when I looked at that, I was trying to figure out, well, why would God go 160-30? Well, to me, it tends to depend upon your faith. What category is your faith in? Your faith can be in such a category to where it won't do anything but yield up 30-fold, maybe even less than 30-fold. But if you're walking in the word of the Lord and you understand that God is trying to get you to produce at your maximum level, you'll understand that Hosea also used this particular passage of Scripture here. He said one of the things that cause you to yield up less is that you receive less and you're destroyed because you have lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Now, when he was talking to this Scripture is for the people, but he was really talking to the prophet. Amen. He was talking to those prophets because he knew that success spoils failure. Amen. Success spoils failure. The Creator can use the creation because He manufactured it and knows all the malfunctions of it. Anytime you manufacture things, you know all of its malfunctions. You know where it's going to break down, when it's going to break down, how it's going to break down. And then when that thing happened or that malfunction happened, you're able to go in and to restore it back to what to its back to restore it back to its productive use. Amen. And so once you restore it back to where it was, the original thing that it was meant to be, you can understand that God can use it to its maximum potential. Now, I begin to look at God using things to its maximum potential based on preparation. Amen. Your preparation that God has given you, preparation precedes your blessings. So you got to understand that God is awesome in all that He do and say. And so God can only do what God has assigned us to do. The things that God has not assigned us to do, more than likely you won't be able to do anything about that, amen, but to prepare yourself more properly on the next go-round. Well, I want to just share a few more things based on that. What you were born to do, you are equipped to do. Amen. That's why your preparation precedes your blessings. What you were born to do, you were equipped to do. If you could just repeat that to yourself over and over again, you'll see how God is able to operate and how God is able to bless you based on what it is that you do. We thank you so much for just having this opportunity to understand that what you was born to do, God can equip you to do it. But there has to be a preparation state, amen, in order for you to receive the full benefits of the blessings that God has for you. Again, I just want to go back to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And the power that worketh in us is the power of God. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without end. And we declare, amen, that his word is righteous, his word is preparatory, his word is strength. And we can all agree with that by just the sign of saying amen. I wonder myself, why would God call us to do such a great work that he has prepared us for, and we know within ourselves sometimes that we are not worthy to receive that work? Because God is the manufacturer, he's the manufacturer of the manufactured, or he's the creator of the creation, and so he knows everything about the creation. Remember, God said in the beginning, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so when God decided to make man in his image after his likeness, the first thing that he did, he made man in spirit. And so now God can connect, a man can connect to God in spirit before he can connect to God any other way. And so all the other attributes that God gave us, he gave them to us so that we would be a beneficiary. We will be a benefit to the kingdom and to those at large who are able to bless us. When I look at how God decided to do that, he took something
Bishop Davis, we're going to go to a quick break right now. And we will be right back.
Sure. Gotcha.
All non-denominational Christian fellowship. And if you have any questions and interest in learning more about the UFCCM, go to ufccm.org, ufccm.org. We would love to hear from you. There you'll be able to go around and have a look at many of the areas of ministry and resources that we provide and that God has blessed us with, our annual conferences, and even local events. So go to ufccm.org, and we're looking to hear from you. Blessings. We wish to remind you that the UFCCM is an international non-denominational Christian fellowship. And if you have any questions and interest in learning more about the UFCCM, go to ufccm.org, ufccm.org. We would love to hear from you. There you'll be able to go around and have a look at many of the areas of ministry and resources that we provide and that God has blessed us with, our annual conferences, and even local events. So go to ufccm.org, and we're looking to hear from you.
Blessings and greetings again.
Yes, Bishop Davis, we are so excited that you're with us today. And listeners, we are listening to Bishop Marion E. Davis, who is sharing with us today on the topic Preparation Precedes Blessings. And before Bishop Davis comes back to us, I just want to remind you that if you're listening on Facebook or on the website, and you want to call in, you must use your phone. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1450, and simply press the number 1 if you want to have a question or make a comment, and you will be brought into the broadcast when Bishop Davis is through with his presentation. So, Bishop, we want to hear more about preparation preceding blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Teacher Tyndall. Amen. We are just about to continue on. But where we left off at, we was leaving off at preparation precedes blessing. And what we begin to talk about, we begin to talk about how the Creator knows everything that He has created. He's the manufacturer of everything that He has manufactured. So one of the things I want to say about that, if God manufactured you or He created you, He knows everything about you, all the ins and outs about you. And so He can do all things. He can do all things, amen, to cause you to work in the capacity that you're supposed to work in. Remember when the seed fell, it fell and it yielded up some 100, some 60, and some 30. So God knows all about you. And so therefore, if that seed is yielding, that means that the fallow ground has been broken up. So your preparation can precede your blessings. And so God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us on every hand. He wants to bless us in every fear. He wants to bless us, amen, in every dimension. And so God is doing that according to His word. He's doing it according to His word. Now, back to what I was initially said about preparation preceding blessings. One of the things I want you to understand, or the number one thing I want you to understand, is this right here. Whatever you were born to do, you are equipped to do. Whatever you were born to do, you are equipped to do. The Creator uses the creation because He manufactured it and knows all the malfunctions of it. Amen? According to Matthew 25, once again, He says, can God trust you with the gift that He put inside of you? That's the question you should ask yourself. I believe that Ephesians 3:20 says it so profoundly. It says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, He is able to exceed our expectations. Not only is He can exceed our expectations, but He can do it abundantly. Amen. In other words, He can overflow. He can give you more than you can expect. Normally, in any container, when it says what it is, if it's a 12-ounce can, then it's only going to give you 12 ounces or whatever in that container. If it's a 16-ounce cup, it's only going to give you 16 ounces. But isn't it funny how God is able to give unto us exceeding and abundantly more than we can even ask or think? You cannot even think above what God is going to do next. Amen? So when you begin to look at how good God is, just understand that He's an exceeding God. He's an abundant God. He's more than you can ask or think. And so when you begin to think about that, then you'll understand what God is doing and how God is doing it. Amen? Next, let's go to the next thing. The Bible says He's able to do accordingly. Well, this is a declaration of praise to God, or a belief Him in expressing His power and His glory. When I begin to praise God or give that declaration of praise and that excitement that I have about what God is going to do next, it is something that's inside. It leaps, amen. It's almost when Mary met Martha, she said she felt something leap in her. When we understand that God has, He is going to do exceedingly abundant all that we can ask or think, something should leap in us. And so when things begin to happen, there's a leaping of the spirit. The other thing he says, what you were born to do, you are equipped to do. But God is able to do more in this connection than we can ask or think of Him. Well, what do you mean, Bishop? When you begin to even think, God already has an answer. By the time you speak it, God has performed it. God is able. He's able. Then if you take a look, He's able to do. He's able to do what we ask. He's able to do what we think. He's able to do what we ask or think. He's able to do all things, amen, whatever it is, whether it's asking or thinking. He's able to do above, that which we are able to think or ask, able to do abundantly above that which we have asked or think. He's able to do exceedingly. I mean, God is able to exceed our expectations. And so whatever your expectation is or whatever you need, God already has performed it. What you have to learn how to do is to tap into what God is doing. Preparation precedes blessings. Prepare yourself by breaking up those things that are causing clutter in your life. Sometimes God could be speaking to you, and there's so much clutter, God cannot get through to you. So what you have to do is prepare yourself ahead of time, get rid of the clutter, so when God speaks, you can hear him speak. Amen. God says, according to the word, he will speak to you by his spirit. Amen. He will speak to you by his spirit. If you would just repeat that to yourself, God will speak to me by his spirit. The power is within us to succeed according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Preparation precedes blessings.
Bishop Davis, I just want to interject with a question. This is such powerful instruction and teaching that you're sharing with us today. But before I have my question, callers, let me correct the call-in number. I inadvertently gave you the wrong number. It's 347-850-1405. Now, Bishop Davis, you mentioned that we can prepare ourselves by breaking up the things that cause clutter in our lives. How, for our listeners, what are some ways we can go about doing that?
For the believer, one of the things, first of all, is prayer and meditation. Sometimes you have to pray and meditate on that thing which you're praying about. The word meditate means to continue to operate in it. Continue. I like to take words and kind of break them down. Meditation is my medicine within myself.
Hmm.
So when I meditate on a thing, I'm doing this for me. I have to adopt a sanctified selfishness so that as I get away from my clutter, I can do more with me so that I can be a better patriot to you. Amen? If it's something that you need from me, and I'm so cluttered, amen, with the cares of this world, then there's nothing I can do because I'm so in tune to my own problem, I can't help you with yours.
I love what you said, that term, sanctified selfishness. Just visualizing what that really means is such a beautiful way to go deep in oneself in this process of meditation. What other steps, Bishop, would you recommend?
Some other steps that I would recommend is this is for the believer. Now, the unbeliever, it's kind of hard for the unbeliever to adopt anything from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But for the believer, it's to surround yourself with other believing saints.
Mm.
Amen. And that don't mean that all the saints are going to believe like you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But surround yourself with other saints that have a God-like consciousness.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you surround yourself with other people that have a God-like consciousness, then you're able to tap into each other's fear. Amen. The fear. What I mean by fear, I don't mean the fear, faith of the evidence of things appearing real. I don't mean that type of fear where I'm scared. But I'm talking about a fear as though we're in a dome together and we have the same thoughts. God said, forsake not the fellowshipping of yourselves as others do.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come together in fellowship, there are some of us that may be weak, some of us that may have that fear, and then there are some of us, amen, that are strong, and there are some of us that bear up the infirmities of the weak. And so we need to get together and find out who does what, because the ministry of the gospel is a ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
And not only that, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 12:12-7, and it is so profound that if you miss this, you'll miss it all. It says, "A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other." That's according to the New Living Translation. But in the King James Version, it says, "The Spirit of God is given to every man to profit withal." Now, when he was talking, he was talking about profiting with people of the same like spirit.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
The same like spirit who would have the understanding of what we are doing. That's not saying that we cannot profit with the unbeliever. Our job for the unbeliever is to draw them closer to Christ.
Amen.
And if there are any more questions, that I could probably give you an answer to according to what we've been the topic of today. I really believe preparation prepares us for blessings. And
yes.
And also, along with the preparation preparing us for blessing, it also spoils failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with Bishop Davis, one of the things you said earlier when you talked about sowing seed and tilling up hard ground, that it's hard work and our work is not in vain. Sometimes preparation seems like hard work. You know, sometimes it seems like it's difficult or we have obstacles in our way. But I love what you said, that we should not be choked out of our blessing that results from preparation due to the cares of this world. And I think that is such a blessing to our listeners today, because we strive to do God's will and to prepare ourselves. And sometimes we're blocked by so many obstacles. But if we just remember that we should cast our cares on Him, and we don't have to carry those cares, but if we cast them on God, He said He cares for you. And then that frees us up to be more focused and more strategically positioned to do God's work that He has for us.
According, you're right, Teacher Tinder. One of the things he says, that's strategy. We have to strategize the kingdom of God. Amen? Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violence taketh by force. But if the believer would strategize according to the word of God, then we would not operate under the burden of a care.
Right.
The burden of a care, when we look at that particular word care, it means a burden.
Mm-hmm.
In the Greek, it means to be burdened down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And we should not be burdened. We should not be burdened down based on that. And you know, if we look around this particular subject here, and there are so many comments that are out there that could help us out. And we don't know whose soliloquy that's going to touch us. So the comments that we receive, make sure that they're Bible-based.
Mm-hmm.
Bible-based. You need to deal with Bible-based. Believers need to deal with Bible-based people.
Yeah.
Amen. Now I'm not talking about you going to walk around every day with a Bible over your head, but I'm saying there should be a Bible in your heart.
Yeah. Thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that
That's
I might
right.
not sin
that
against
I will
thee.
Not sin against you. That's right.
Yeah.
And so we have to do that. You know, we have to warm the heart. You know,
mm-hmm.
a warm heart inspires us. All scripture, the Bible says this. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
Every scripture inspired by God, according to 2 Timothy 3:15. This mm-hmm. is a true. This is a true of all the sacred writings, not in the sense there being works of genius, a supernatural insight, but as Theophilus, you know, you have to look at things, the Theonutus, Gnostic attitude that we take. It says to breathe. That word means to breathe into by God. The word inspired by God, to breathe into by God. All words given by inspiration of God. In other words, God breathes into us.
Yes.
It's a theistic spirit. In other words, it's kind of like theology. The word theology is knowing God. So we need to know God by his spirit when he breathes it on us.
Mm. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Let me say one more thing real quick. That theistic word is kind of like having pneumonia. If you get around folks, you're going to contaminate them.
Mm.
We should be in, when it comes to God's word, the believer should be infectious.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. We should infect people.
Yes.
With the word of God. When we get around people, they ought to know it's a light in the room. A light that cannot be hid, even if you tried to hide it under a bushel basket.
Mm. Amen.
So, God just, he breathes on us, and he breathes on us. That's why we call him a supernatural God, Teacher Tindall. A supernatural God, and I don't know if you ever heard it in this phrase that I'm going to tell you, but the word supernatural God means that we do natural things while God do super things.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Praise God. I'm loving this, Bishop Davis, and you talked about the believer should be infectious, and we should infect people with the word of God. I just have this image in my mind of us just going around and just infecting, passing it on, so that it's almost like germs. If you pass a germ on to somebody, they get it, and then they get the symptoms of what you have.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Well, praise God. This is, I'm just sitting here and listening to you and just so excited in my spirit. And I know our listeners are blessed. We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to open up our phone lines for our callers. Listeners, we're back, and Bishop Davis, I am just so excited. I'm just revved up in hearing what you have brought to our hearing today. And listeners, I want to remind you that if you want to have a question or a comment, you simply need to press 1 on your phone, and you'll be brought into the broadcast. So we're going to open up the lines now for your calls, your questions, and your comments.
All right, we have a caller on the line. You're at, looks like you are at 920-344. Go ahead.
Hello. I am calling to making a comment. God bless Bishop Davis. And I just wanted to make a comment about what you mentioned about how we saints need to be affectionate about the Word of God. And I just love that comment when we're out and about and being affectionate with the Word of God and when we're talking with others. So I love that, especially when we're around other Christians and how we need to be affectionate with the Word. So I love that, how we need to, when we spread the Word of God, we need to be affectionate and spread it like a, almost like a, you know, a germ. So I,
yes.
So that was very powerful to me. So I do love that. So it does need to be spread almost just like a, you know, almost like a cold. So
matter of fact, my sister, I think we need to create an epidemic so that it can spread enough so that it would become a pandemic. Our job is to reach the world. And there are so many avenues for us reaching the world now. We have media, we have via internet, we have via radio internet, we have via satellite TV, satellite phone. We have so many ways of infecting people today with the Word of God. And if we would only just take advantage of those opportunities, then there's no way any church should be empty. It's sad when you go to church on Sunday and you see so many people under the influence of sickness, under the influence of demonic spirits, under the influence of financial brokenness, under the influence of family brokenness, and we have not become, we have not done what the scriptures have said. We have not fellowship. You know, in the book of Acts, Paul taught them, even though according to the 11th chapter, I think it's right around the 17th, somewhere around there, proceeding forward. He talks about how the people came to communion, and some of them came drunk, some of them came with a gluttonous spirit, some of them came broken, some of them came financially despondent. And Paul said when they came, those that brought stuff, they were so gluttonous that they would not share. Our job is to share this gospel with one another. That's
yes.
how we become infectious.
Amen.
That's how we become an epidemic.
Yes. And then a pandemic. I love it. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
We have another caller, Bishop Davis, Teacher Tindall. Caller, you're at 704-274. Go ahead. Caller, you're at 704-274.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Praise God, Bishop Davis, and to all of the staff. I have really enjoyed the message that you have for us today. It's a very profound message and one that we all should give very great heed to, because the harvest is great and the laborers are few. I have a question I would like to ask you relative to your basic premises, that whatever you were born to do, you are equipped to do. And with that in mind, I would like to have your response. Does God call individuals to do a work greater than what they feel they are equipped to do? Did you get my question?
No, I had some interference and I missed some of it. Just ask that question again so I can.
I'll repeat it for you. Can you hear me a little better now? Does God call individuals to do a work greater than what the individual feels that they are equipped to do.
Bishop Tindall, this is Bishop Haywood. How are you today?
Okay, I think my it must be some interference here. I'm doing good, Bishop Haywood.
Yes, Bishop Tindall, our speaker had a little difficulty on their line. They should be, Bishop Davis should be coming right back in just a second. But we saw in the control room that he had some difficulty in his area. And I'm sure that when he gets back that he will answer that as well. But if you don't mind, you know, Teacher Tindall, I know you there. Maybe you can have a conversation, you know, with Bishop Tindall about that until Bishop Davis comes back.
Okay, I can do that, Bishop Haywood. Bishop Tindall, welcome to the broadcast today. And for the benefit of our listeners, your question was, does God call an individual to do a work greater than what the individual feels they are equipped to do, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, and, you know, while we're waiting for Bishop Davis, if I could just weigh in on that question. Speaking from personal experience, I have experienced a situation where God has called me to do something that I really didn't feel equipped to do, and I will even say even worthy to do, but God qualifies who he calls, unlike the world system where, you know, in order to get a job, they want to check your qualifications and your credentials and make sure you have the requisite certifications and experience. God isn't like that. He just calls us, and if he has placed a work in our lives, he gives us what we need in order to do that work. That is my belief.
Very good. Very good. I agree with everything that you're saying.
Teacher Tindall, Bishop Davis is actually back.
Okay, Bishop Davis. We were just chatting with Bishop Tindall. He had a question for you, and I will reiterate that question. He wanted to know, does God call an individual to do a work greater than what that individual feels they are equipped to do? And I was giving my response, and so I want to turn that now over to you.
Yes. Good. Greetings, Presiding Prelate. I'm enthralled by all of what I'm hearing. One of the things that came to my mind when you was asking that question was, I began to think about Moses. And then I began to think about, most of us know Bishop Noel Jones. Bishop Noel Jones' sister is Grace Jones. And years and years and years ago, she wrote a song that says, "I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you." And I took that same song and I began to I wrote a sermon called "I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You." And at that particular time, he used Moses. And Moses made all kinds of excuses on why he could not be used by God. And God said, "I'm not worried about your ability. I'm more concerned about your availability." And I think that's one of the most important things God is looking at. He's looking at whether or not we are available. Because whom he called, them he qualifies. And so your job is to know that the calling is from God. And there are so many other avenues of preparation, but the main preparation is going to come from God, knowing that you were qualified by God. Now, you can go to seminary, you can go to Bible college, you can go to these other different religious institutions to try to enhance that which God has given you. But the ultimate provision is the Word of God. That's my belief. Like I say, we are the body of Christ. We have different beliefs. We have different beliefs when it comes to different things. But I believe at the end of the day, when we begin to pool all of our resources together, we will always come out on top if we take the Word of God first.
Praise God. I accept that answer wholeheartedly, Bishop Davis. In fact, it was my reflections on Moses' call to do the work that God had called him to do that made me put that idea in my mind to ask that question. because based on your basic premises, whatever you were born to do, you are equipped to do. So even though Moses had certain limitations in his abilities, God knew when he called him what he was equipped to do. And that is so important for all of us to remember relative to what you're saying. God knows what you are able to do when you get your assignment. And I think it's very important that we remember that. I thoroughly enjoyed your presentation this morning, and it has been a tremendous blessing.
Thank you, Presiding Prelate. I am so happy that you joined in, and I'm looking forward to, amen, the conference. I'm looking forward to when we're able to get together. The Lord has blessed me. He's still working on me with the word for the conference. But I'm looking at something. Matter of fact, God has already given me a title, so I'm going to share that. I'm going to break the mold and share that. Your vision will show you your purpose. Your purpose will become your passion.
Amen.
Teacher Tindall, we have another caller on the line that has a question or comment.
Amen. We thank you for calling in, Bishop Tindall and Bishop Davis, for your response. And we have another caller, Bishop Haywood.
Yes, we do. Caller, you're on the line.
God bless. This is Elder Gina. God bless you guys. I just want to say that I came in towards the half of the session this morning, and I'm just really enjoying what I'm hearing. Two things that I really like that are, you know, kind of stuck with me was the epidemic, Bishop Davis. I really like that as a way of looking at spreading the gospel. That was like such a well put way to put it, to really get you to think on how we need to be spreading this word. And also just the, you know, greater work. You know, you can't put limitations on yourself. You just have to trust God and do what he's called you to do. And I just think that's excellent. So I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing this morning.
And to say something even more, really, when it comes to God and the workings of God's Spirit, God has already told us his thoughts are higher than ours. So we have no idea how we can really know God. You know? So, but God knows us.
Amen.
And he knows our weaknesses. He knows everything about us because he's the manufacturer. Let me put it this way. If you have a Ford automobile and anything go wrong with that automobile, if you take it to a side street mechanic, they may not know anything about it. But if you take it back to the Ford manufacturer, they know everything about that vehicle. God manufactured man. He knows everything about man. And so if there's any flaws, God knows it. But God is able to take those flaws and turn them into favor.
Amen. Flaws into favor. Praise God.
That's awesome.
Thank you for calling in, Sister Gina.
Thank
Teacher
you, guys.
Teacher, we have about 90 seconds.
Okay. Do we have any more callers, Bishop?
Well, we have callers, but we don't have anyone that wants to talk.
Okay. Well, I'm sure our listeners may not want to talk, but if they're like me, I am sure bubbling up on the inside is just such a feeling of blessing and hearing this awesome lesson and teaching and imagery, the imagery coming to us from Bishop Davis. Bishop Davis, we thank you so much for that beautiful lesson that you brought to our hearing today. And we're so in anticipation of hearing you deliver the word at our upcoming conference. And you listeners, let me remind you, our UFCCM annual conference is Saturday, begins on June 20th through the 22nd in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're looking to connect with you all and to see you all there. And I know that you all have been blessed by hearing this enlightening word today. Let me quickly remind you, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, June 9th, just a short while before our conference. And our broadcast in June will feature Bishop Ronald Hobson and the UFCCM province of Massachusetts. And this is leading up to our annual conference. So mark your calendars, set your alerts, and be sure to tune in. And we remind you that we are soliciting and accepting donations toward this ministry. So go to the UFCCM website at ufccm.org for information on how to give. We will close and go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father God, we come before you right now. Father, we are so excited at hearing your word today and the imagery that has been depicted for us in terms of what we should be doing to receive the blessing that you have for us, Father. Father, help us to leave here knowing that preparation is so vital and important, and that you have called us to do a work for you, Father, and we need to go here and there infecting everyone we meet with your word. Bless our speaker, bless our prelate, bless our staff, bless each and every UFCCM member and affiliate today. Father, keep us in your loving care until we meet again. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, listeners. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.